Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Somewhere on Martha's Vineyard this weekend, Obama was cheering. Susan Rice was giddy. It had taken almost two decades to achieve their dream, an Iranian strike on Israel. For the first time ever, this is what they'd worked so hard for when they sent pallets of cash in the middle of the night on planes to Iran to fund Iran's nuclear program and its missiles, all while pretending to support Israel, because that's how you start a world war. It was so important for the Obama regime to fund Iran during a time it really needed the money for nuclear development that they hid it. Lying to Congress, first saying they didn't send any money, then admitting, okay, $400 million in foreign denominations. Okay, well, it might have been more like $1.3 billion. Well, actually, it was $1.7. Then, to ensure that they would get the nukes, they cut a nuclear deal that protected Iran while it developed nukes. In other words, it does the opposite of what the deal claims to. Now we learn that this weekend, while Joe Biden's regime was telling America he supported Israel, that the whole time he had green-lighted the Iranian attack on Israel. Wait, supported both sides? Yup. That's according to mainstream media outlet Reuters, which reported that the Biden administration had conveyed to Tehran via Turkey that any action it took against Israel had to be within certain limits. And gosh darn, that's exactly what Iran did when it hit Israel. For whatever reason, Reuters threw Biden and Washington under the bus, essentially admitting they're backing both sides of this. Then, publicly, Biden came out and told Iran not to hit Israel at all, while privately, through Turkish back channels, giving Iran the wink, wink, nod, nod. Then, having goosed both sides of this war, what does Biden do? Something that is so evil. Headline, UK Daily Mail. U.S. moves more forces into the Middle East to prepare for imminent Iranian strike on Israel. Pentagon sends aircraft carrier. So what do? We signal to Iran, go ahead and hit Israel. Then we put our troops smack in the middle of it. This is a game, y'all. One played with our troops' lives as if they were pawns on a board. Then what happens? Well, we step right in to shoot down the missiles we told Iran to fire, but, you know, in a limited way. This is as fake as the plandemic ever was. Even our wars aren't real anymore. As Americans pay taxes, they'll soon watch one side of this conflict, Israel, get a big check. You'll pay more than likely when you check out at the grocery store, because we're going to print most of the money for this. And you'll pay and pay and pay, because every time we print, you pay more at the grocery store. In fact, shocking number out over the weekend from Fox Business, the average American family of four is paying a staggering additional $1,069 a month for things they were already buying. $1,069 more a month than they were paying. A month. I can't get over that. Than they were paying just 3 years ago when Joe Biden took office. So you're going to pay for Israel's defense at the grocery store and everywhere else you shop, and then with your tax dollars, as the Biden regime makes sure the other side, Iran, is funded too. After all, you can't have a war if everybody's not funded. If the current Democrat Party of America was running stuff back during World War II, after Normandy, they'd have given a back channel call to Hitler to offer to pay him. Because we kind of kicked their ass in Normandy, so that's not fair. So we'd make sure they had all the funds they need to kill our troops next time to keep the war going and to make it fair. Because, see, Biden greenlighting Iran's attack on Israel this weekend wasn't the first step here. In fact, if Americans could know the rest of the steps, I think they would be appalled, shocked, and wonder who the hell is running our country. To understand what happened here, you got to go back to 9/11. This past fall, when Joe Biden released $6 billion in frozen funds to Iran on 9/11. Congress was so appalled, it actually passed a bill blocking Iran's access to the $6 billion, but it was never taken up in the Democrat-controlled Senate. What did that say to Iran? Attaboy, go get Israel. And a month later, they did, in an act that's been called genocide. The murder of over 1,400 Jewish civilians. It was horrific. Families locked in their homes and burnt alive. Women raped while being knifed. Naked Jewish bodies paraded in the streets. So what did Joe Biden do? Well, most Americans only vaguely catch the headlines. He seemed to be saying a lot of nice stuff about supporting Israel. Most Americans have no idea that Joe Biden rewarded Hamas, rewarded Iran for this genocide with $10 billion more for Iran in the weeks after the October 7th attack. And folks, understand that was Iran. Even the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post admit it was, that Iran armed, trained, and provided logistical support for Hamas to brutalize those Israeli Jews in the October 7th attack. So when you open another $10 billion to Iran after they do that, there's only one message they can take from that. Attaboy, go get them, kill some more Israelis. We got your back. In fact, we'll help you pay for it. The money in question was funds that had been confiscated from Iran due to the sanctions against Iran that Trump had in place. In fact, I dare say none of this would have happened had Trump won his last election because his sanctions on Iran were so brutal, the Iranian people were struggling to eat, were regularly in the streets, in the mullahs, were on the verge of being overthrown. $16 billion in the course of a little more than 2 months, one payment before October 7th and one afterward to reward Iran. Now, the Biden regime tried to argue, oh, hey, it's for humanitarian, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, who gets to draw it down? The Iranian government? Yeah, that makes it fungible. In other words, you take the money over here and then you transfer money over there. And now you've got $16 billion. You can immediately tell the difference that it made. Now the Houthis, who'd been caught in a Yemen war, they're mostly sheep herders. Yeah, they had the most modern military equipment. Iran was able to strike our troops and our bases more than 180 times, either directly or through its proxies, killing three U.S. troops. Two more Navy SEALs would die, interdicting a ship that, it turns out, was moving surreptitiously Iranian military hardware to the Houthis so they could sink ships. They actually sank a British freighter. They've been attacking Western commercial shipping, including our own ships as well. But the Biden administration doesn't seem to care at all. In fact, they continue funding it. But remember the most galling part of this, the absolute green light for a war between Iran and Israel happened in the weeks after October 7th when Joe Biden was in the air flying to Israel. I think they waited till then so that Israel couldn't say to turn the plane around. The Biden administration announces they're letting the sanctions on Iran, which blocks them from buying and possessing a missile with which to hit Israel, really ultimately with which to hit us, that they're letting those expire. Folks, we were just weeks out from the October 7th massacre, and they rewarded Iran again with the ability to possess and to purchase these missiles from whoever they want without any economic repercussions. What's the message there? If you're Iran, Joe's got your back. He doesn't really support Israel. In fact, he doesn't mind if you fire a few of those missiles. And so Iran did this weekend. in a first. The first direct strike from Iran, not through its proxies. They've done that before, but direct strike from Iran on Israel, delivered exactly the way that Joe Biden's administration instructed. So having funded and signaled support for Iran strikes on Israel, guess what? Biden's war machine rolls right into the Middle East to try to get in the middle of the war it started, all while pretending to be on Israel's side. Once you know the background here, this headline is pure evil. After greenlighting strikes on Israel, knowing full well they've done it, headline, U.S. moves more forces into the Middle East to prepare for imminent Iran strike on Israel. Pentagon sends aircraft carrier. So Joe Biden, giving not a rip about Israeli lives, then takes American lives and shoves them smack in the middle of the conflict that he has deliberately funded and created. And Obama really did, too. I mean, this goes all the way back to the pallets of cash.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Now, the good news here is the Iranian strikes didn't actually do much damage. They could have. Biden didn't know that going in. But this opens the door for Israel to do something America critically needs Israel to do, and that's take out the Iranian nukes. Biden will certainly never do it, but the number two country Iran has promised to hit is us. We desperately need them taken out, even if Democrats won't act. So the good news was that this morning, everyone from John Bolton, who I don't normally agree with, to Rebecca Koffler of the CIA, were calling for Israel to take out the nukes. And they should. If Iran is willing to do a direct hit on Israel, it cannot be allowed to have nukes. But it's not the first time Biden has done this exact pattern of behavior to attempt to start and get us into a war. He did it with Ukraine, too. Longtime listeners to the show will remember how, before the Ukrainian conflict, Joe Biden went to Congress personally. He's only done this two times, to lobby to lift the Nord sanctions so that Russia would not be penalized if it went to war with Ukraine. Up until then, Russia's troops had merely been massing at the border for months and months, but they hadn't bothered to invade. But it was still not enough, not until Biden greenlit that one, too. Remember this? With Biden telling Russia almost exactly what his administration told Ukraine. Hey, go ahead and invade a little. Go ahead and bomb a little. Just like a little, and we'll be fine with it. We do know we got you covered.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
Biden had just greenlit the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Here's the shocked reaction at the time from, get this, CNN.
Ukrainian officials reacted with shock with what President Biden said when he talked about a minor incursion might be a different situation. CNN reporter Matthew Chance is on the ground in Kyiv. And Matthew, it's been so interesting to hear from you in real time, the Ukrainian reaction.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Look, I mean, as soon as President Biden made that distinction between a minor incursion and a full invasion and suggested that a minor action by the Russian military, an incursion into Ukraine, would elicit a lesser response in terms of sanctions than a full invasion. I mean, my telephone just lit up with people, texting me, Ukrainian officials saying, they were shocked and stunned by what they heard. Usually, remember, US officials talk about the crushing sanctions that will be imposed against Russia if there's any kind of military action at all. This nuance, this sliding scale of, lesser sanctions for a lesser incursion, it's just never been made public before, even though I understand that behind closed doors in the United States, that's always been something that has been considered. It's certainly not been something they've put out there publicly. And, the big concern expressed by one Ukrainian official I spoke to last night is that this offers Vladimir Putin a green light, in his words, to enter Ukraine at his pleasure, I think was the phrase that he used. And, of course, remember, a limited incursion in Ukraine's east, possibly expand.
See, he's done it before. Even CNN acknowledges that. But why? Since I started recording this podcast, I've exhaustively documented the ways that Biden and Obama before him have been trying to get us into a war with a nuclear-armed country. There's no enemy they won't fund, no pallets of cash they won't send on a plane in the middle of the night to make their goal of achieving World War III come true. They want this to be a war with a nuclear nation. They need a nation with nukes involved. Americans are used to wars with everybody else. They won't be able to get the kind of powers they want in that kind of war. And so their first choice for a war is with Russia. A war held with Russia on Ukrainian territory, preferably with U.S. and NATO troops on the ground. They're working really hard toward that. I've documented the ways that they are. In fact, I fully expect if Joe Biden wins, that'll be one of the first things that happens. Full-on war with Russia. But if they can't get that going, well, they'll settle for a war in the Middle East. Heck, they may be able to use that to drag Russia and China in. As to the why they want this, I've got a lot of theories, but I can't prove any of them. I can only look at what they do to show you they continue to fund both sides and then inject our troops smack in the middle. Tucker Carlson has a theory on why they want this war. Here's what it is.
Instead, they're telling you that you're a traitor to your country if you don't want a third world war. They're afraid. Why are they afraid? Because they know the public is not on their side. But the second we actually go to war with Russia, they will use that as a pretext to crush all dissent. There is no dissent allowed in wartime. And that's what this is really about, in addition to their personal enrichment. It's about changing the domestic politics of the United States. The second we can all say we're at war with Russia, not in effect, but in reality, in a hot war, which is what they want, That's the moment that you were no longer allowed to express your opinions. And the penalty is jail during war. It's happened a lot, and they want that now.
As I record this, 90,000 troops under the NATO banner, including our own U.S. troops, are drilling and practicing for war with Russia on the ground in Ukraine. They're actually doing this in Poland. In recent weeks, it was announced for the first time that NATO would add nuclear arms to the planes that it has stationed around Russia's border. This is the largest gathering of NATO troops in over 50 years since the Cold War. You tell me what they're getting ready for.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.